We are wrapping up a quiet Wednesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Sunshine has been bright through much of the day. We're seeing a few clouds sneak in this afternoon, and those clouds are a sign of some changes that bring some wintry weather and some rainy weather to the region over the next few days. We have potential for some icing tonight into tomorrow morning, heavy rain that could lead to some flooding on Friday, and then a winter whiplash coming up Friday night into Saturday as cold air returns, and a prolonged winter storm is expected Friday night right through Saturday. So we'll focus on what's coming up tonight, and this is going to be some patchy freezing rain and freezing drizzle. It's a warm front coming through. The precipitation is not going to be heavy, but as I like to point out, just a little bit of freezing rain can cause very slick conditions on the roadways and especially the driveways and the sidewalks. So be aware that slippery spots are possible tonight into tomorrow morning. The most likely areas for this freezing rain will be areas near and north of I-90, but even areas south of I-90 may see some patchy areas of ice into tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow is a mainly quiet day after some slippery spots during the morning. Temperatures warm up into the 40s. We'll have plenty of clouds and just a few spotty showers along with some areas of fog. Then it's even warmer on Friday as temperatures surge up to around 50 degrees. So with the storm coming on Friday and temperatures that warm, it's going to be a rainstorm throughout the area with moderate to heavy rain likely on Friday. Now, when we combine the heavy rain with the melting snow, there is going to be potential for some flooding in our area. So if you happen to have a basement that is prone to flooding, or maybe you live near a river that is prone to ice jam flooding, or even a stream that maybe comes up quickly when it rains heavily, you want to be aware that there may be some flooding here on Friday. And then our next storm comes at us Friday night into Saturday, and at the same time, cold air will be pulled down from the north. And when we combine those, well, yeah, it spells wintry mix across the region. We're likely to see a prolonged period of icing across our area Friday night into Saturday, potentially ending as snow. Odds are very good that we have a moderate to high impact winter storm in our area in that time frame, but it's still a little bit too early to say exactly who will see what, and that's exactly what we will work on refining over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some patchy freezing rain, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and some areas of fog, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some patchy freezing rain, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and some areas of fog and highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some patchy freezing drizzle, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and some areas of fog, highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some patchy freezing rain, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and some areas of fog, and highs in the 40s. Region-wide on Friday, cloudy with moderate to heavy rain and areas of fog, high around 50. And on Saturday, a wintry mix likely, much colder as temperatures drop through the day. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.